back to Minnesota, where he's one of the great voices of baseball, and he's been on the show many times, a play-by-play voice of the Oakland Athletics. Ken Korak, the captain, how are you?
Hello, Marty. How you doing today?
Very good, very good. I appreciate you coming on. I know you've got a game coming up against the Twins. What time is your game today?
6:10 out here, 4:10 your time. I have to tell you that we're in the middle of a huge thunderstorm out here, so they say it's going to pass through, and we should be okay to play, but it's really coming down out here right now.
Well, what about, can't they move it to the dome or anything?
Thank goodness the dome is history, man. We had a lot of memories there and some nightmares as well over the years, as you know.
All right, okay. Happy to have you on. You know, this has always been a nice weekend for me. You and I were there a couple of years ago to honor the late Bill King when he got the Ford C. Frick Award. Hall of Fame weekend is very special. We've done shows on it for years when I did the A's games as well. But there's a couple of people going in that I want to touch on with you. One is the broadcaster Al Helfer. And I did a little bit of a background story of Al Helfer, but maybe get some of your impressions of him. And he did end up out in Oakland for a couple of years.
Well, first of all, Marty, as you said, and you were there, like you said, 2 years ago when Bill got the Frick Award, and that was a magical weekend. I can't imagine having a better weekend in baseball for all of us. So it was really special, and Al Helfer wasn't in the area for very long, but he goes in as a Frick Award recipient with a long line. I mean, the legacy of broadcasting in the Bay Area and baseball broadcasting, and so many of the great announcers have received the Frick Award both on both sides of the Bay, as you know, Marty. And, yeah, he broadcast for the A's in the A's infancy in Oakland with Monty Moore in the first 2 years for the A's in 68 and 69. He was at the mic in the ninth inning when Catfish Hunter threw his perfect game against the Minnesota Twins. And as a coda to the perfect game, he actually said that it was the 14th no-hitter he had broadcast in the big leagues. And to him, that was the most thrilling of all of them. So it really says a lot.
Yeah, and he was the mutual game of the day, which is what I remember. And he was in Brooklyn with Vince Scully in the mid-50s, and I remember that. But the mutual game of the day, and people don't realize what he did. Of course, baseball was a different geographic area to cover. But he did a game every day, every single day in the mutual game of the day. And Al Helfer was the guy, and it was one of the most famous parts of baseball broadcasting.
Several World Series and also All-Star Games, as you know, Marty. And the other thing that made that so important was that in those days, it was before the real proliferation of television and stuff. You really, if you wanted to follow baseball back in those days, and especially because there was no Major League Baseball west of St. Louis, there were only 16 teams in the big league. So to all the remote areas, it might have had minor league teams. But if you really wanted to pay attention and follow baseball, radio was your vehicle, and that's why people like Al Helfer are still being honored by the Hall of Fame, and that's why it's so important to remember contributions of people like Al Helfer.
Yeah, but great point. Absolutely a great point. Ken Korak, that's a great point, because there wasn't any ESPN, didn't have all the TV hookups, so if you want to follow what was going on in Pittsburgh or, someplace like that, Al Helfer would do the game, and you'd get to hear it.
That's right, and that's why these guys are important. And yeah. Every 3 years, the Hall of Fame honors someone from the, a broadcasting pioneer, and I would put him in that category.
Yeah, I'd like to see Dwayne one day, Mike one day, Ray Fossey should be considered. We've been very lucky out here. And you as well.
Yeah, and seriously, you as well. Listen, there are so many deserving candidates. Thanks, Marty. It's a subjective thing, but, Ray, it's very difficult for an analyst to get in. If you look at Ray Fossey will begin his 35th year on A's radio next year, and there are no more deserving candidates than Crook and Kipe and contributions and what they've meant to the Bay Area. So I'm all for those guys. Whatever support we can give those guys, I'll be behind it 100%.
No, great. It's a great time of year. We had a lot of fun at Bill's induction with Kathleen, his daughter, and it just was a great, great moment. And that's my third one, going back for my third time, so I've enjoyed it. I hope the next time, we'll see Bochy or see where it goes from there. All right, let's talk about a couple of the people who are going in that you saw play. One is Edgar Martinez.
Well, Edgar Martinez, to me, I've always been a proponent of Martinez. He gets dinged a little bit because he spent so much time as a DH people say, well, he only had 2,200 hits. In all the years that I've been in the American League since 1992, there was no better all-around hitter, more professional hitter to me than Hector Martinez. And talking to many of the pitchers for the A's who had to face him all those years, they said he might have been the toughest out. I mean, he was the consummate professional, Marty. He actually walked more times than he struck out, the 22nd best on-base percentage in the history of the game. So for me, Hector Martinez, and what he meant to the city of Seattle, and people have written about his famous double that sent the Mariners into the ALCS and might have literally saved baseball for Seattle back in the mid-90s. So I'm a big fan, and I really think that that Edgar is richly deserving of getting in.
Yeah, and talking to people around here the last few days, one of the great right-handed hitters of all time. He didn't have to pull the ball. He just could hit the ball wherever he wanted to. But a very quiet man and, yes, considered one of the best right-handed hitters. Well-deserved for him. Took a while because of the DH and the number of hits, but he is well-deserving. I like that. How about
an amazing, really, really respected in Seattle too.
Yeah.
I mean, he's met so much of that community, Marty.
Yep, icon, and he stayed. Everyone else flew the coop, but he's stuck around, and icon of Seattle baseball. Very good. How about Mike Mussina? What do you think about him?
Well, Mike Mussina, of course, a Stanford product, and I think the one thing about Mike Mussina was that I think they might have put him over the top with many of the voters, Marty, was all the time that he spent in the American League East, and especially at a time in which it was really tough to pitch in that division. I don't think there are too many things. You know, he pitched for a long time. He had some very good years, and his winning percentage, I think, was .638, and especially pitching in the East, that was really good. He won 20 games in his last season for the Yankees. So I think, you know, maybe some of the years didn't stand out as being fantastic, but the fact that he pitched for a long time and pitched really well in the East, I think for a lot of the writers put him over the top. So he was an outstanding pitcher, there's no question.
And didn't need 300 wins, and we're getting away from that. Of course, Roy Halladay, a special case, the passing away over the winter. But we're getting away from the 300-win mark as the benchmark.
I don't think anybody is going to win 300 again. I think it might be doubtful. I don't know that anybody's going to do it.
Yeah, very, very difficult, especially with all the openers now. They're going to probably revamp the win rule. Who knows what's going to happen with that? Maybe Stanek will win 300. Who knows what could happen?
That's right, exactly.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All right, but Mussina,
300 appearances. Yeah. Go ahead, sorry.
No, come on. Stanek's going to break big Ed Walsh's record of starts in a season, and he's going to pitch 60 innings. All right. How about Mariano Rivera? And I just think of Rivera, and unfortunately, you think of moments that have unfolded slowly. One for me is a Scudero home run that hit the foul pole off Mariano Rivera in Oakland. I'll never forget that. And the other one is,
the
World Series.
Yeah,
the World Series, these two, Scudero and then the World Series against Arizona.
Well, and he gave up the hit, obviously. But sadly for me, the first thing I think of with him was that if you were late in the game against the Yankees and you were trailing, the game was over.
Yeah.
And that was a devastating feeling, and the A's felt that, Marty. In a no more resounding kind of moment that in the infamous Jeremy Giambi didn't slide game in 2001. If he's safe at the plate, it's the seventh inning and the game is tied up at 1-1. Mike Mussina, by the way, pitched that game,
right.
And it was a great duel against Barry Zito, one of the great postseason pitchers duels that I've seen. But now the A's don't score the run. It's 1-0. The Yankees have the lead. You have the specter of Rivera warming up in the bullpen. He comes in. He pitches the last two innings. The game is over. And even though the A's still had the lead in the series, he kind of had the feeling that maybe the series was almost over there. And that's the impact. He had that mystique that if you were trailing late, you're packing up your suitcase and you're going home. And he had that kind of psychological impact on the opposition, which I think was a pretty big factor in his success as well.
Yeah, the best ever. He's the best ever.
Yeah.
The best ever.
Yeah.
And then postseason.
Unanimous,
yeah,
right?
Unanimous,
yeah.
The best ever. Postseason impeccable other than the one Arizona series. Yeah, very well deserved. Nice man. And you're right. It was over. There was no question when he came in. The game was over. All right, how about the last one, Harold Baines?
Well, Harold Baines is a controversial pick. I don't think there's any question about that. I don't think it's fair to maybe dissect whether he should have been in or not today. He should be celebrated this weekend. I do, and of course, he spent time with the A's and was a very effective hitter for the Athletics, as you know, Marty. But I think his inclusion in the Hall of Fame will open the door for quite a few other people, and I think it's going to increase the debate on whether other folks that have had compiled similar numbers are as worthy or maybe even more worthy than Harold was. But let's celebrate the fact he's going in. He had a long and illustrious career.
Yeah, longevity for him, but there's the many Minosos of the world, and these are names from the past. Gil Hodges, Tony Oliva. You know, there are some that should be considered. Now that Baines is in, those names should be considered. And I think they will eventually.
Yeah,
I think all three
right.
of those.
Absolutely.
I think those three will get in. Well, great having you on. I appreciate it. You know, it's a very special weekend. For all the years I've been on the air, this is my 23rd year of doing shows. I've always made this weekend special. Bruce Jenkins has always been on with me and you as well. So I'm glad to have you on.
Well, it's great, Marty. It's a time of celebration for baseball, and I appreciate that. And as you said beginning the interview, the time that we spent in Cooperstown when Bill got the Frick Award was an unbelievable weekend. So it's always been a great time for baseball.
Yeah, and they just have to eventually allow the pregame radio hosts to get in.
The day that when you get in, I'll be right there with you. I'll be in the first row.
Very
Marty.
Good. All right. Come
I'll
on.
Be right there.
We do a lot. We warm up the game. All right.
Oh, and you, Mickey Morabito, Steve Eustace. How could there be a Hall of Fame without Mickey Morabito and Steve
Eustace? Seriously, traveling secretaries?
They have to be in there.
No question.
Yeah, come on.
There's no question. These are people,
hosts.
Team doctors. Seriously, baseball should expand the, I joke about it, but baseball should. All right.
You've made tremendous contributions to the game. Nobody's ever doubted your love of the game and your dedication to the game.
Oh. I appreciate it. All right, have
Bye,
a great
buddy.
Day today. All right. Thanks, Ken.
Buddy.
All right.
Okay.
That is a great Ken Korak. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.